Let's open up our Bibles to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 10. This is God's word for us this evening. Paul writes to his church, he says, "I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you have received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." That is God's word for us. Amen. Now, before we go into God's message here, why don't we take a minute right now and greet one another and say Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's Eve, technically. Yeah. Now, this is not part of the message, but I thought it would be really important for us to just take 1 minute, because I think we need another minute, because we're trying to get to 12 a.m., right? And we usually try to time it perfectly, so I'm going to just add one more minute here. I want you to take just a little bit of time and think about your year, 2019. Particularly, I want you to take a minute and think about someone who was an incredible blessing from God to you this year. I think it's important that we let that be known to them tonight. Amen? I think that's important to do. All right, now let's go ahead and get into God's word here. Now, January, I don't know about you guys, but I am a sucker for New Year's resolutions. January is usually the most optimistic time of the year. The new year will signal a season of change or self-improvement for many people. People make New Year's resolutions to get healthier or to save money. Maybe you start the new year thinking, well, I'm going to start a new career. I'm going to get a better job. I'm going to, you know, secure a better future for me and my family. Or maybe a new year is just a way for you to just better yourself generally. Okay. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know if you guys knew this, but January is also a time where a lot of new diets and a lot of new money-saving skills come out. Did you guys know that? Usually things like, have you heard of the keto diet? Or have you heard of like things like, what else is there? There's like other things, right? All these diets and all these, you know, five steps to saving $500 a month. All of these things, did you guys know a lot of these things come out in January? Do you know why? It's because people are trying to take advantage of everyone's optimism. People are trying to take advantage of everyone's hopefulness. Every year, someone has a new secret, a secret way of losing weight or making more money. But the truth is, at the end of the day, these things are just fads and they're just trends. Now, in our scripture today, back when Paul was a missionary and he was writing letters to his church in Galatia, his church, this church today, ran into a lot of false teachers who claimed to know a new or better gospel. You see, we as Christians believe that Jesus has saved us and that he slowly changes us by the Holy Spirit, but they were being tricked into following false religions from cult leaders. These false teachers were teaching that in order to be saved, Gentiles had to follow new rules, new customs. They had to follow new requirements. But Paul knew that salvation is given to us freely and only through believing in our Lord Jesus Christ. This is why Paul wrote to the church in Galatia. In Galatians 1, verse 7, Paul says to his church, "There is no gospel." Now, why are we talking about all this? Well, for our new year, for 2020, as we look into Paul's letter to the church right now, for our passage today, I want to leave you with two important points that you can maybe take with you into 2020, this new year, this new decade. Number one, I want us to focus on the gospel in 2020. Focus on the gospel. And number two, I want us to live to please the Lord. Live to please the Lord. So these are the two points. We're going to go over them and apply them, and then we'll conclude. Now, number one, focus on the gospel. Or in other words, make your life all about the gospel. This is our ministry's vision statement, to be gospel-centered in everything that we do. Now, we must be careful of those who say that we need more than what Christ has already given to us to be saved. And this is what Paul was writing against here in this book, in the book of Galatians. The gift of the gospel is given to those who believe in Christ as Savior and as Lord. No other person, method, or ritual can give us eternal life. No other person can truly transform us. No other message can save us and redeem us. Paul says that even if an angel of the Lord were to tell you something otherwise, they are a cursed person. The truth is, this year, a lot of us, probably most, I think all of us, yeah, we all want a little bit of change in our lives, right? We all want a little bit of change. We all want to be better people, just a little bit by a little bit. And many of us will look for many different ways and methods to do this. But the only thing that can truly transform the heart is the one who formed the heart, God Himself. Christ and Christ alone can set us free from our sin, from our flesh. Brothers and sisters, as we are here together on this New Year's Eve, we must never lose sight of our objective as a church. Despite the trials, the hardships, even through all the difficulties that we may experience as one church, and maybe even in your family, we must never lose sight of the only news, the only thing that can truly transform us, and that is the gospel, the good news of Christ. Now, point number two, live to please the Lord. In 2020, I know a lot of us in here are trying to maybe lose 15 pounds. Maybe we want to increase our yearly income by maybe 10, 15%, or we want to, you know, stock up on some sort of investment. No, I want us as a church, as believers, we need to really prioritize on this one thing this year. Live to please the Lord. Now, you see, many of us in here, we're going to create resolutions because we want to please ourselves. That's the truth. There's something about us, myself, that I don't enjoy. Therefore, I'm going to take this year as an opportunity to be happier. When I look in the mirror, when I look at my bank account, I'm going to feel a little better. But rather than resolving to live for yourself, why don't you live for someone else? Why don't we spend this year, this new year, committed to living for the one? Choose to live a life that glorifies Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, we're not here to please men. We're not here to please one another. But we're here to serve God's kingdom. Verse 10 says, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not have been a servant of Christ. As Christians, brothers and sisters, we're not called to be people pleasers, not even self pleasers, but God glorifiers. Make decisions that will glorify God this year. Make decisions that will serve His bride. Make choices that will ultimately do point one, which is to focus on the gospel. Friends, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your Son. Because of his redemptive work on the cross, and because we have been given new life through him, we have something actually worth living for. Some of us will try to better ourselves or better our lives through self-help and self-worth this year, but may we be able to find ourselves fixed on Christ and the cross. Let us be fixed on bringing glory to your name this year. I pray for DKPC. I pray that we would be a church that is not known to be a group of just Korean Americans or like-minded people, but God, that we would be known as God glorifiers, citizens of God's kingdom, people who live for the gospel, people who are transformed by the gospel, people who live for the glory of God. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you this new year. Grow us. Help us to live in ways where we can make godly decisions. Grow us in our affection for your church. As we do kingdom work, help us to convey and show people around us that the gospel is real. I pray for the people that we interact with this year. May they come to the saving knowledge that only Jesus saves. And may we be vessels of this message, this amazing good news that Jesus saves. Amen. Thank you all.